Praise be the names of Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. More than 150 years ago, since the proclamation of the dogma of faith of the Immaculate Conception, it would furnish an appropriate reflection for us here, since it serves not only to throw light on the particular doctrine, but also to illustrate the type of doctrinal development which is acknowledged by the Catholic Church. Development which implies no addition to the deposit of divine revelation, but only a deeper understanding on the part of the Church of the truths revealed by God for all mankind. So therefore, the Immaculate Conception is a dogma in which pertaining the divine revealed truth, and so we Catholics are obliged to believe it. And being part of our belief, we are here to listen or to meditate upon this beautiful mystery of the Immaculate Conception. This coming Saturday, 8th of December, the Church will celebrate on this mysterious and miraculous event of such importance to God's plan for our salvation. In fact, there are some countries celebrate this mystery as an obligation of theirs. This is the manifestation how important this celebration, in particular for us Catholics. For not to be confused with another mysterious and wonderful event, we are here at this moment talking and meditating the Immaculate Conception, in which it is about how God acted in an extraordinary way in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that from even the first moment of her conception, she was preserved or rescued from the power of original sin through the anticipation to the merits of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Furthermore, I know you are very now excited to celebrate Christmas, but do not forget before that, we should celebrate first this event of the Immaculate Conception, in which aptly demonstrates the dynamically and pragmatic nature in order for us to reach the true meaning of Christmas, as we remember the sayings that there is no Christmas without this beautiful and extraordinary gift of the Immaculate Conception. This 8th day of Novena, in preparation for the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, I would like to share you this meditation about Mary is the blueprint of our salvation. And I think all of us knew already what is a blueprint. Anyway, technically speaking, blueprint is something for a plan or set of proposals to show how it is expected to work, or a plan for achieving something. This reality of the blueprint is divided into two factors of users. There are two factors of users. First, God Himself. And maybe we can ask ourselves why God needs a blueprint. He is all-powerful. He can do anything. He is absolutely unique because He allows in infinite and changing and eternal. But we will see this. And the second user is a man, or for all us, mankind. The first user, as we heard, is God Himself. First of all, we should recall the divine history of salvation. God acted not automatically. In the book of Genesis, opens with the story of the origin and meaning of human life. Then after recounting how Adam and Eve willfully sinned, God sets out a blueprint or a plan to help for the reconciliation and salvation of all fallen humanity, and most of all, for made known to the world the essence of this blueprint. This blueprint actually indicates a person, a creature, not material that we use normally to have something to be planned for, to make sure that everything is fine. But as I have said, this blueprint is a person, something very special. She stands out as the blueprint of humanity, of whom God is one picture and in whom there is a perfect conformity between what he wanted to her to be and what she is, and that is the Immaculate Conception, in which the absence of whatever soulless themes and degrades a rational nature, all that is most opposite and contrary to sin and guilt. Now, let us turn back on the episode of the Genesis. As we remember the words of the Almighty God to the serpent after the fall of our first parents, I will put enmities between thee and woman, and thy seed and her seed, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. This passage is very clear and evident, pointed out that no other than this woman referred to Mary, our mother, the Immaculate Conception. Even though there were some critical questions or disputations regarding this passage, but anyway, it's very obvious that the interpretation, it makes sense either literal and prophetical, it was referred to Mary. In fact, according to the tradition of the Church, that the book of the Genesis is very Marian dimension. So, as we see, rightly after the sin of Adam and Eve, God revealed immediately a perfect blueprint to guide us with its unique role in the plan of salvation for mankind. Moreover, this is also the manifestation in the order of God's intention or eternal decree that she is the mother of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. But aside from these texts of the Genesis, which is the basis, we can see too a lot of biblical passages from Genesis to Apocalypse that you can find the reference to Our Lady as a figure, model, and definitive blueprint of our salvation. So under this blueprint or plan, God would gradually reveal and progressively until generations and generations. And we shall now relate entirely to Our Lady that she is the blueprint of reality because she is the Immaculate Conception. She is worthy to be used, even God, because with her in an unqualified state of hostility to the spirit of evil, which necessarily implies her freedom from all sin, original as well as actual, she is the hope and realization of our salvation. Now let us move on the second user of this blueprint. As we have said, the second user is each one of us, or ourselves. The question is, do we need a blueprint? Absolutely yes. First, let us consider that even God himself used this special blueprint as a part of divine plan. How much more we creatures, having characterizes with human condition, existence as a sinners. We are born this way and cannot of our own efforts remedy this earthly battlement against enemies. Sin is a contradiction to gain salvation, and it is our refusals of God, manifested in the his at which we probe ourselves to be unwilling to love. It is in our own will not to love that we see the great indicator of sin as an oppressive and terrible condition. We do not know our sin till we see it in the light of God. God's holiness is incomparable. This is an idea which we take for granted. Furthermore, there is a dangerous condoning of conventional evil, but this is not possible with God. Holiness and sin are opposed as light and darkness. The thought of God's holiness alone makes men tremble. But we should remember that our weakness is not an obstacle to grace. God has a plan through which he deals with miserable status we have. This plan unfolds in his infinite goodness to give freely to us this wonderful blueprint, which is our Mother Mary, the Immaculate Conception, the highlights and the extraordinary gifts for us to the reality that we would be able to fulfill to his divine plan. The blueprint model generally teaches that we acknowledge our lives as holy and fixedly in the very center of God's will. She is the blueprint of faith. that every aspect of faith in our Christian life find its prototype in this kind of blueprint, because she is so filled with the abundance of God's gifts that there is no room in her body, in her mind, in her soul, in her heart for sin. In a parallel of St. Luke's explanation that Jesus was born and laid in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn, but in the inn that is Mary's body, there is abundant room for Christ, but not for sin. Finally, the crucial of blueprint in bringing to the lost world its Savior was already prophesied in the ancient prophecy, where the woman would bring to the world as mother the seed of victory over Satan. It is Mary, the Immaculate Conception, the new Eve, who by freely and physically mediating the new Adam, source of our salvation in grace, becomes for the whole human race, as Saint Irenaeus tells us, the cause of our salvation. At this moment of working for our salvation, especially this moment of Advent, we have recourse to this magnificent blueprint, the Immaculate Conception, because she is the Advent principle of love that leads us to the Christmas principle of love. She is there, she is here, she is everywhere, waiting us to be used. And may Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception help us how to plan and to satisfy this season of Advent gracefully, so that we are worthy to meet the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Conception, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.